Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be ignoring me when I'm the only person in Facebook, bro.
Right. I couldn't see you. You know what? Now we got hundreds of followers. What you talking about? We got hundreds of thousands of followers.
I'm chipping you off all in the comments, bro. I was trying not to, but you just was ignoring me. So, well, I'm just like.
I'm just playing.
All right, but you want my opinion though? You want my opinion though?
Of course. All
right, so I mean, to me, I feel like it's cool to ask a dude for money. That is all right, cause you know what I'm saying. There's different types of dudes out here. Now, me on the other hand, bro, you ask me for some money,
It's probably not gonna fly.
And I'm gonna just give you a reason why. Alright?
Okay.
Now, I don't ask for no money. Like, I probably have asked for money from like one girlfriend ever. And it was like probably like at the end of the end of the end, I think. And it was like the end of the end. But I feel like
you said it was the end of the end.
Yeah, it was like dire need, like, okay, I don't wanna tell you what happened, but I was getting locked up. That's the only reason I needed it.
Oh, okay.
And it was still I still had the money. Yeah, I still had the money, but the money was in my pocket. And you know how that goes. When you get locked up and you can't, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the process. So that was the only reason. All
right. Right.
But I just feel like we are all human. You know what I'm saying? You're right. Y'all do got a good point where y'all say men are supposed to provide. But at the same time, women are supposed to as well. So it's like, what am I really giving you this money for? The money is really an investment.
Wait. Okay, yeah. Because I know I'm so sorry. I like we're on a phone. Blog Talk Radio is off of a phone. Sorry, guys. Anyways, I know some of you may not have heard Darius, but he said that men are supposed to provide, but women are too. And my question was, what are women supposed to provide? Because no, I'm serious. I just didn't know. Money? Not money.
No. No, it's not even always about the money. It's like the little stuff that your man cannot do during the regular.
We talk about
money.
He talks about it's not always about money, but we talking about money. Y'all provide money, and we provide other things. You get that?
That's what I'm saying, though. I'm saying, though, it's like an even exchange, though. You feel what I'm saying? It's like an even exchange.
Right,
if
yeah,
I do,
right, exactly.
If I do throw you some money.
Obviously. You know what I'm saying?
But
right, definitely.
We got
paid. What?
Yeah. I mean, but you know, it's like a lot of people messing up the game right now because they just want money.
Oh, right.
And you
they
meet somebody like
fuck
me.
They ain't trying to fuck in the house and cook.
Exactly. Because, like, bro, I know you had a job before I met
but
you.
But no, if she was doing that, right, it's okay for her to come to you and ask you for some money.
But yeah, it depends. And then again, yeah, it depends on how long we've been talking. Cause like we ain't gonna talk for no month,
right.
And then you talking about
so,
you need help on your
okay,
rent.
That
like
being
nah.
Said, so who does the who exchanges the bet? Like who does what first? Like so do you? So do I gotta start like doing all of that in order to get money, or do you start giving me money and then I start doing that? Like how do you like
right.
How do you like how does
it
work?
Like, I wash the dishes, we start off small first. Like, how does it work?
Well, to me, it will go off of how our relationship is going. You feel what I'm saying? Like, how far and how long and how we are progressing in our relationship, you know? Because
so
if we still in the
beginning.
Huh?
As an ask for it, her just kind of, like, you know, doing her thing and, you know.
I mean, if she's doing yeah, if she's doing her thing and then she's saying, like, you know, if I need help with this, it's like, okay, cool, what you need help with it? You know what I'm saying? What's going on? And then maybe I, you know, I'll tell you something. But, like,
so about how long into the relationship are you expecting that, though?
See, but that depends on what y'all been doing. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if I only see you maybe a couple times a week, every time I pull up.
Why, you know what? That's why I understand. That's why I honestly wish I would have waited until I was married to have sex. Because that's all men think about.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it just
it don't necessarily have to be about sex either. Because he also said, like, cleaning a house and don't you supposed to do
yeah,
a house.
Yeah, but when did you start doing that? So, like, when did you start? The next mate, like, I mean, just it is what it is. After y'all meet, it's talk on the phone, and then it's have sex.
Yeah.
What? No, seriously, sex is such a major part of a relationship now. Like, just a relationship, just not even like marriage. Just like, you know, just, I don't know what it's called. What is that called? When it's just your boyfriend. Just your boyfriend. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, you know, sex is almost like it's
expected, yes.
It's expected. It's just like, you know, I just wish, because when you're married, then a lot of things are expected. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can expect me to have sex with you, but at the same time, I can definitely expect you to buy me a house and to buy me a car.
Pretty much.
But it's what I'm saying, but like, and it's fucking me being your goddamn girlfriend. You expected me to fuck you,
doing everything I'm supposed to do now.
Yes, say
you believe in allowance.
See, that's all, Bashara, that's all you care about. And I'm not even going to get started with you today. I'm so happy that you're tuned in. I miss you. But all Bashara care about is sex. So I know that you're going to like, sex is a plus. You ain't even listened to none of the shows. All you care about is sex is a plus. Darius, are you still there? Did you hear anything I just said?
Yeah, I'm listening. You didn't dog me. You know,
so
you know,
said,
Trey.
What did that comment say on Instagram?
Sure.
You know, I can't see it. But, did you hear what I just said, though? Like, I hate that sex is expected. in a relationship and bring any form of payment, any type of split payment.
But that's cool, though, because I didn't even mention sex. Like, that wasn't even one of the things that I was even going to make a point on.
I don't know why they be trying to ask. On a date, girl shouldn't bring any form of payment. Ain't no type of split payment.
Yes, and that's what I'm talking about. So Logan just said that on a date, women should not. Logan, can you please call in and tell us
right.
how to hear from you? Because right now we're on the phone with one of our more cheaper listeners.
Not trying to get out.
See, look, y'all ain't even listening. Y'all call me cheap. I never said I was cheap, though. I told you, Toya, you know me. Toya, you know me. Toya, don't even go there. You know me. I got the chick. I got it.
Yeah, don't even go there.
No,
you really came to my birthday. Like, you really turned it up in my section. I really appreciate you. But I'm just saying, what?
And I ask no sex, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly, seriously, we're like not like that at all. Exactly, but I'm just saying, like, I was just saying in relationships.
True.
When you do get in a relationship with somebody, they just expect you to have sex with them, and it's like, damn, you can really expect me to have sex with you, but why can't I expect you to give me money? That's the point that I was making.
I get what you were trying to link. I said, yeah, I get where you was trying to link that together. But you know what I'm saying? Like I said, that wasn't even a part of where I was even going to go with the sex part because, like, yeah, sex is a plus. You feel what I'm saying? Sex is a plus. You feel me? So, I mean, money is a plus, too.
It's
me.
A plus, and I'll come out of my pocket more plus.
Right.
Yeah, and I want to say, like, okay, if we do start a relationship dating, okay, cool. Yeah, I'll pay for the dates and cool and shit like that. But if we going on dates, 3-4 times out the week, and then you asking me for money every Saturday, like, nah, that's not gonna rock.
Right, yeah, only dates, right. But if we were going on dates and y'all were having sex, you...
But I'm saying, but it's still, like, I wouldn't even, like, the sex is not even wearing me up into giving you the money. Like I say, the reason to me, it's just about the time. It's about the time. It's like I say, because everything that I do is an investment. So if I'm putting money into you, bro, I'm basically investing into you. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, to me, that's how I look at it. Now, everybody don't look at it like that, but I'm just saying that's just how I look at it. If I'm going to cash out the check, if I'm going to give it back, you know what I'm saying? I'm not expecting you to pay me back right now. I'm not expecting you to pay me back, but I do respect for you to come through, you know what I'm saying, with kind of like the same amount or at least come through, you know, when you should or when you can. You feel what I'm saying? I don't think I'm on the phone anymore. I was talking to myself for a minute, and I didn't notice until I looked at my phone, like, hello?
Yeah, you might have been. Yeah, the phone, you know, it's a fucking tornado, you know, or there is at least a tornado watch out. So, you know, and the show must go on. But, okay.
Show must go on.
What was you saying, Darius?
Huh?
What were you saying?
Oh, what was I saying? Oh, no, I was saying, like, I don't know where I got cut off at, but I was just saying, like, you know, to me, like I said, I look at female as an investment. You know what I'm saying? So if I'm going to give you some money, if I'm going to dish the money out, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about the dollar amount or nothing like that. At the end of the day, I just want to make sure that I know I'm giving you this money and you're going to fuck with me the long way. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm not saying, like, if I give you $20, I want my $20. No, it's not like a straight pay me back, like, tomorrow. No, it ain't even like that. It's just like, okay, say if I gave you $100 this week, and then, like, maybe next week after you got paid, you was like, well, here, babe, like, you know what I'm saying? Here's $40, you know what I'm saying? You looked out. I don't see what's the problem with the shit, you know? Because, I mean, eventually I'm going to turn around and spend the money back on you anyway. So that's just how I look at it. Because, I mean, for real. Because, like, when men give y'all money, it's not like y'all really going to buy them niggas a gift, to be honest. So
yeah,
I just be like, shit. So it's like, really, I'm throwing the money out. You know what I'm saying? It's really like I'm just throwing the money out. I'm not going to see this money. I may see it in return as you getting your hair done, your nails done, and your feet. But at the end of the day, that's like, I guess, you know, but
yeah.
to me, like I said, it's just a little different.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I for an eye, you know what I'm saying? And even if she don't pay you back $40 cash, then maybe, you know what I'm saying, like, she just do something for you, you know what I'm saying? Just show you that.
You
know what I'm saying? Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like me, like, oh, shit, I bought you tickets to a football game. You know what I'm saying?
Jasmine said she would be able, you know, like,
without
$40 worth of pussy.
Man, tell Jasmine, I got no ones for her, and I'll make it rain all day long.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn, like, you know, but I feel you, though. I feel you. You want the cash. I feel you. Cash is always better than pussy. I say the same thing. I feel the same way. Dude, thank you so much for being one of my best callers. I hope you still tune in.
Hey,
oh, there was one question that I wanted to ask you before you left. So has a girl, like, ever, like, lied to you about, like you think, like, well, as far as you know of, like, has a girl ever lied to you about money? Like, you know, saying, like, she was pregnant and she needed it for an abortion and you knew she probably was pregnant. She just got her good-ass wig.
Oh, yeah, I got juice one time. I got juice one time. That won't fuck with y'all now. And she juiced me on the pregnancy. And she juiced me on the pregnancy. No, I ain't make her pay me back. I let her eat. She ate the $250. Just don't talk to me no more. Just don't talk to me no more. I gave you the whole $300, $250. I don't even know how much it was, but it was three or two. $250 or $300. I gave her that.
So how do you know she was lying?
Because, man, like, I just started adding shit together, man, and then I just, like,
yeah,
the shit just didn't make sense. And then I kind of, like, asked on some humbug type of shit, and she, like, came with the lies. So I was like, yeah, you know, I heard that $250 was good, you know what I'm saying, but I'm gone. You
yeah,
know what I mean? Like,
Clayton County.
Year. But, yeah, it was in Clayton County. You know where I'm from.
I'm sorry. Yeah. But and that's the point that I really was making. Like, ladies, I really want to know, like, all my ladies, tell me of a time that you lied about money. But Darius, thank you so much for calling. Let me get to my other callers that I don't have, but I'm sure will come in sooner or later. You are my best
caller.
No,
no problem. I'm going to share your broadcast.
You said what?
I said I'm going to share the broadcast, though, man. You know I fuck with you, Toy.
Oh, yeah. I will wait. Keep listening.
All right, Tony.
All right, later. I don't know how to, I already tried that. But, guys, Jazz just said she want to know what's too much. Yeah. Oh, how much is the most that you have asked for somebody and actually got? That was so good.
The pineapple is really strong, no.
Really?
It was nasty.
Y'all, so, like, I'm telling y'all, I made the best drink. I soaked the pineapple. You don't understand how much liquor I soaked it in. And I didn't know, like, everybody probably knows this. I know this is off topic. I'm waiting on the call anyway. But look, I'm going to put this in my recipe, so don't feel jealous or anything. I'm going to tell you a secret. Anyways, like, when you soak fruit, like, the fruit just absorbs all the liquor, and then
the all just comes juice. Out. The juice comes out of it, and it, like,
I don't know. This was the coolest shit ever. We were so mesmerized by it.
But anyway, these pineapples were so gross yesterday, but I kind of did this little thing where I added some beer. I know, it sounds crazy. Don't worry about it. Anyway, that's the thing where I added some beer, and it's like, they taste so, so good today. I'm so happy. Anyways, guys, please, please, please call me. 929. Call me. I only have 10 minutes left. You can be my last caller. You can be anonymous. It's okay to call in and be anonymous. You don't have to call
us.
929-472-5772.
Call us.
I want to hear from my girls. How do you ask your men for money? Do you even have to ask, or do you just give the store?
They need to give us an allowance, though.
I told you.
That's why I wanted my little thing. I'm so mad that you didn't call in.
I know that you're kind of with your boo now.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not to give too much of your story away. But anyways, she, her man gets her, you know, someone like that.
First and the 15th, honey.
First and the 15th. Her man gets her an allowance. Like, thanks. Back in the days, women didn't have to do anything back in the days. I don't know. But back in the day, women didn't have to do anything, and they were just getting money, and men were
getting everything.
Then after they got married, yes, but before, men were buying them little old-ass shoes and purses.
Yeah, they were.
And then they was getting married. And they wasn't even fucking. They was barely, they was on an ice cream date. That's all they were fucking doing.
Niggas was like
lusting over them. And, you know, now we gotta do, like, all this shit just to prove I'm a good girlfriend. Damn, not a good wife. Just to prove I'm a good girlfriend, you know. And then for you to think about giving me some money after that, I don't know. Guys, like I said, I think the ultimate overall moral of the story, I would love if I got a caller. I have 4 minutes left. But I think the ultimate moral of the story.
That went really fast.
That was good. I think the ultimate moral of the story is to find you a man that is able, because I mean, I financial support is very important to me. Even though I said that I'm not the woman to just ask for money, I still want to know that you got it. You know what I'm saying? And I want to know that you're responsible. And
if
I know.
Need,
yeah, exactly. I need to know that. So I think that's the overall moral of the story. I don't even know. Can you get me another drink?
Of course.
So, yes, I hope you guys learned something. What was there to learn?
That bitches broke and ain't money.
And that men always expect something for something like that.
Yeah, I know
we
don't
get the same thing without. Yeah, exactly. You know what? That's a great point as well. Women don't even make the same amount of money. They don't make the same amount of money as men. And that's why we expect you guys to provide. That's why we expect you guys.
I can't even talk straight. I'm just fucking asking for money and don't even know why.
That's what we used to, I don't know.
That's
the only reason why we ask for it. It ain't like we just asking for it for no reason. We know you got it and we know why you got it.
Right.
You guys have more rights than us.
And it's any more that you can provide for us.
Yep. It's all of that.
I don't get it.
But oh my gosh, it was another great point that I was just about to make before you said that. But, ladies, I just feel like a lot of men in 2017, or just these days, they're just, it's always, like, everyone's always expecting something for something. Like, why not just go out on the limb? Just give me $5,000. See what happens. Set up a person I can be to you after that. You know what I'm saying? Like you have to be able to risk it all. Like but seriously. I think you sometimes you do have to just, you know, not risk $5,000. But sometimes, like, you know, when you're just dating somebody, when is it too soon to ask for money? I guess that's the question that it has to be answered first. Like, when do you feel like, I have 90 seconds on Blog Talk Radio and I always hate it. But when is too soon to ask for money? Because I knew Turkish guy, I knew him under the circumstances. let's say a month or so, and I asked him for money. Is that soon? Is it too soon to ask for money after a month? Like, do you have to wait 2 months? Like, what's the difference? Blog Talk Radio, you guys have been great to me. I always, always love it. Callers, thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to be live for the whole hour, though. The whole hour of 6 o'clock, whether we on Blog Talk or not. But thank you so much for my 30 minutes. Again, I don't know.
What do you say? When it's too soon?
Alright, so let me think about it. Gotta meet. When we meet, I don't feel like I should be asking you for no money. We'll go on a date next week. I shouldn't ask you for no money. About a month is good time. A month is good time. It gave me time enough to date you, try to kind of get to know you.
For you to understand, like,
where I'm at. And like I say, once again, it's a 50-50 chance. Either you're going to give it to me or you're not. Asking, baby, let me get some money.
Yeah,
I'll radio. It's always so good. But yes, y'all, it was a great episode. Again, Jasmine, what was the recap?